We're giving away Shinedown tickets all week long right here on Rad Radio, including on Friday's No Sweat News quiz. So pay attention, because here is today's No Sweat News. These stories could get you the tickets on the quiz.
All right.
All right. Here's another one of the research studies that we all knew was true, but now science can confirm that when you get stressed out, your dog gets stressed out, too.
The dog gets stressed out? Mm-hmm. Well, that makes sense to me.
It really does.
Yeah.
I mean, I just look for my own two dogs. If I curse in the house and the dog is in the room, one dog will come to my side to make me feel better, and the other one just leaves and goes to a different room because she don't want any part of that stress.
My dog, if you sneeze, the dog will check up on you.
Yeah.
It will jump right into your lap.
See?
And be like, are you okay? Is this just, you know, something serious, or is this just a sneeze?
Right. According to research, it's because your dog is emotionally dependent upon you, so it can read your emotions and take them on. When my kids come home from school, the dogs leave the room. Like, you can't really, like, all right, what are they like today? Are they happy or sad? And then if they're happy, if there's laughter in the house, the dogs come out.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Hey, here's a cool thing. NASA is opening up the International Space Station to tourists.
Ah, I'm in. How much is it going to cost me?
Nah, you might not be in once you see the price tag. For $35,000 a night.
I'm out.
You can go
and
stay at the International Space Station sometime beginning next year.
Yeah, that's not going to happen with that price tag.
You got to pay a private company like Tesla or Virgin or whomever to fly you up there, and that ain't going to be cheap. That's
right.
I mean, you're looking at $1 million right there.
Yeah.
And then you're $35,000 a night in the International Space Station.
Right.
And then you got to fly home.
So this is essentially for Steve Jobs.
Michael Bloomberg.
Yeah, the guy who runs Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
This is for those folks, the Bezoses of the world.
Or his ex-wife, because now she's got $35 billion.
Right. This is not for basically 99.999999% of the people.
Talk about a room from a room with a view, huh?
Well, yes.
$35,000.
Yeah, too bad I'll never see it in a million years.
And our third and final story takes us to Pennsylvania, Dave. An ABC affiliate in Scranton, Pennsylvania, did a segment on why we're getting more tornadoes these days than other days.
Okay.
And they opened up the phone lines to get their viewers' ideas on exactly why the weather is getting more severe and specifically why we're getting more tornadoes.
Oh, okay.
We take you now to line two with this gentleman's idea.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the counter, you want to know why? That when people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
That's awesome.
Can I get some crickets, please?
I actually love it.
So
it's at least very creative thinking, even if it is dead wrong.
They put this turnip on air, and he came up with that idea.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the counter, you want to know why?
I do.
That when people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they put him on air. We should be putting him on air at the Rat. That guy rules.
I got
Art Bell.
I got a weekend 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. slot for that dude.
I love this dude. Okay, you're listening to 95.9 The Rat. Be careful about those circles there on Route 35 and Wall. Otherwise, too many cars, you're going to start a tornado here.
Not tornado, Dave. It's tornader.
Tornader.
Tornaders.
Tornaders.
You got to... Does it go round in circles, as Billy Preston once said?
That's sweet tornado pie.
That's today's No Sweat News. Friday, we get to do the No Sweat News quiz and turn you on to Shinedown tickets courtesy of The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.